A new survey by the University of Michigan finds confidence in the U.S. economy steadily eroding. Researchers say the widely watched Consumer Sentiment Index has shown a sharp decline throughout this year. The director of the survey, Joanne Hsu, tells WDET's Quinn Kleinfelter those responding have a somber view of the nation's financial future.
One of the huge factors that we're hearing from consumers is they're worried about the impact of trade policy on the economy. This month, we had over two-thirds of consumers telling us spontaneously about the impact of tariffs. And largely speaking, these concerns are not positive. People who mention tariffs, they're really worried about inflation coming back. They're worried that unemployment's going to get worse. And it's not just about tariffs being high. After all, we did capture a few days of interviews after the pause on China tariffs. They're really worried about uncertainty, unpredictability, and instability with policy. And they know it makes it really hard for businesses to plan and for consumers to plan as well.
Now, I understand that this is perhaps the lowest in 3 years that you guys have seen the consumer index be at this state. Is that correct?
That is correct. We are near historic lows. And consumers are really feeling quite negative about the economy across multiple dimensions, the personal finances, buying conditions for big ticket items, business conditions, and labor markets. It's very loud and clear across demographics and across aspects of the economy.
Now, if it's been going down for a number of years, and that would have included the previous administration and the White House, so have you noticed a difference since the Trump administration took over from the Biden administration?
So that's not quite right. The sentiment did rise right after the election. There was a temporary post-election bump. But in December, as Trump started talking more about his planned tariff policy, that's really when sentiment started to take a turn for the worse. And indeed, when we look at the major policy announcements that have happened, the announcement of tariffs on our North American neighbors, the announcement of the reciprocal global tariffs, after each of these big announcements, consumer sentiment worsened. And again, the major reason for this is people are concerned that inflation is going to come roaring back. And inflation has been the number one thing on people's minds for several years now. In 2022, when we hit the all-time historic low, that's when inflation was raging. And consumers have been telling us loud and clear since then, they're really worried and concerned about cost of living.
Is there any positives that you think you can take from what you're seeing in the index?
I'd say the positive thing is that it hasn't gotten that much worse from last month. We had three consecutive months of very, very steep decline. So the fact that it didn't tank further this month, I think, should be welcome news. The other thing is that consumers are bracing for impact of tariffs, but they don't actually believe that inflation has already gotten out of control. They recognize that inflation has slowed over the last couple of years, but of course they remain frustrated by high prices. We had historically low sentiment in 2022, but consumers were still willing to spend despite that lack of confidence. One of the big differences between then and now, though, are consumer views of labor markets and their incomes. After the pandemic, labor markets were very, very strong. Consumers' incomes were very reliable. And so in spite of the fact that they felt terrible about the economy, they were willing to spend because they had the incomes to support it. Today, it's different. Consumers are starting to tell us that their incomes are getting weaker. The expected probability of job loss has gone up. We have two-thirds of consumers expecting unemployment to worsen in the year ahead. So that labor market confidence we saw 3 years ago just isn't here anymore, which does not bode well for consumer spending going forward.